This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I'm joined in the studio by my buddy, David Danzig of the website Bites and Sights. And whether you have a ticket to the Super Bowl next week or not, there is so much to do around this city. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
Can you believe we're just a little over a week away?
No. I mean, we've been talking about it for so long that it's finally here.
It's real. You were here in 2000,
right? I absolutely was. I lived downtown in a loft walking distance from the Dome.
So you remember the whole ice storm?
Oh, absolutely.
That crippled the city.
Yes.
I mean, we were all in our homes without... I mean, this was pre-internet, too. That was a real challenge. And I remember people... Listen to WSB was sort of the lifeline to know what was going on. They had battery powered radios.
Oh, absolutely.
Then.
I was lucky enough to live downtown,
right?
And I got to walk to the NFL experience and things like that. So I got to experience things without going to the game. You, however, went to the game.
Yeah, I did have a ticket. I checked that off the bucket list. And but, you know, the whole Super Bowl, hosting a Super Bowl is such, you know, if you've never really experienced it or gone to a city where the Super Bowl is, it is such a carnival-like atmosphere. The city, the energy just amps up. It's so palpable. Celebrities are driving around and you have sightings. And, I mean, I'm so excited to see how Atlanta does. And the forecast looks good, a little cool, but we're gonna put on a great show. So... For those of you out there are saying, I think there's a lot of people are going to be like, I'm staying as far away as I can.
Right.
But I would say lean into this. This is a great experience. Who knows if it's going to be another 20 years. Hopefully we'll get into a better rotation. But I'm going to dive right in and I'm going to go to as many activities as I can. There's a lot of free things. There's low entry price point things. And then there's some high entry price points, but it's kind of a once in a lifetime experience. So even starting out of the gate, free concerts in Centennial Park. The Super Bowl host committee is going to put on a whole slew of concerts. It's got a lot of local hometown acts, and they're starting today. They're going on as we speak. Tonight, the SOS band is headlining at 9 o'clock. And then there's concerts tomorrow. There's concerts Monday. They take a break for a couple days and then back on the 31st and the 1st. So I've got a list of all the free shows that are happening in Centennial Park at my website, bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. So absolutely a free concert is great. It's going to be... like I said, a carnival-like atmosphere down there. A lot of great home acts. There's going to be hip-hop. There's going to be some country, some rock, even EDM. So check my website at bitesandsights.net
and figure out
what you want to go see.
Foo Fighters, I've been watching this structure be built over the last few weeks, and that's over at Atlantic Station.
Yes,
it just amazes me that this huge structure is just for one concert for one night.
Yes, if you've been going down the connector and noticed this white igloo shaped structure that's, you know, with scaffolding, now it's covered in white. That is going to be the DirecTV Super Saturday Night featuring the Foo Fighters and Run the Jewels. That's sold out, but I'm pretty sure there's a pretty good aftermarket going.
Yeah.
Just something to note, it's going to be general admission and standing room only, so hopefully they won't oversell it, but that's going to be a huge thing. That's on February 2nd. So that's another big concert that's coming. Another thing in the low entry point things that have already started is the Super Bowl experience driven by Hyundai. And that's going to be at the World Congress Center. And that started today as well. So it's $40 for adults. It's $10 for a kid. There's a lot of junk fees on it. So don't get shocked like I did when I bought mine and see the price a little higher than that.
Yeah.
But if you go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this coming week, adult tickets are $20, so it's half price. And then you can get 3 free tickets for kids under 12.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
and there's so much to do. I went 20 years ago.
That's right.
And there, it's really, it gives you an insight on what's going on, and there's so much to do for kids.
That's right. You can get a, take a picture in front of the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy, that silver one. They have all the Super Bowl rings on display. You can tour a replica locker room. There's autographs from retired players walking around. You can kick a field goal or an extra point.
Yes.
They have uprights there. So that's the World Congress Center. That's the Super Bowl experience. So that goes on today all the way up through next Saturday, the 2nd. You can again find a link for that on my website at bitesinsights.net, and the you can get those on Ticketmaster as well. So let's also talk about some parties.
Oh yes.
So the Super Bowl, like,
that's where you're going to spend the money.
That the lore of Super Bowl parties is just the next level. This is kind of the CNBC situation, kind of the de facto king of these parties sort of in the last few years has become the Maxim Super Bowl party. Maxim magazine was a pretty prominent men's magazine back in the 2000s, but they have put on these legendary parties. I've been to a couple in other cities. So the Maxim party is going to be this year over on the west side, kind of over on your end at the Fairmont. It's a special event space. Tickets start at $725 if you can get them.
Chump change.
They even have a, you can do a table on the stage for $45,000. So if any of our listeners are out there and want to, you know, live large, the entertainment is Diplo and Jamie Foxx. So, you know, prominent entertainment. Rolling Stone is doing a Super Bowl party, and this is going to be at the Goat Farm.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be performances by Ludacris and Young Thug and a bunch of other local acts there. Tickets are about $850 for that. Sports Illustrated is having a party at the College Football Hall of Fame, and general admission tickets are $500 for that. But you do get to probably hang out with some swimsuit models, so that could be
there. You go. That might be worth it.
That could be your thing. So there's some other really cool going back to music. Zac Brown is doing a free show at the Tabernacle.
Oh, how cool!
You know, my thought was, my gosh, the Tabernacle, it's such a small, intimate space. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's right downtown across from Centennial Park. Pandora's putting this on. But to get in, you have to RSVP and then have a valid government-issued ID. And even if you RSVP, you still have to, it's still first come, first serve. So I'm expecting a long, long, long line to get in before the 7 o'clock doors.
Okay, how do we, where do we RSVP?
There's a link at my website at bitesinsights.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. So just get in there, RSVP, get in the queue and cross your fingers.
That'd be worth it.
Something else I'm going to do, I'm going to take my son, is on February 2nd, next Saturday, a week from today, SunTrust Park is going to have a giant celebrity flag football challenge. There's two celebrity teams. Michael Vick is the captain of one of them. Yes. Formerly disgraced, but now beloved.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
Michael Vick. And he and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin, they're going to have one team. And then former NFL great Doug Flutie and rapper Quavo, he's going to have the other team. And this is going to benefit Wounded Warrior Project and a couple other really cool charities. So you can get a general admission ticket for $30.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
VIP tickets are $125, and that comes with some better seats and you get a hat and some other stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool. Also at SunTrust, there's going to be a whole fan fest for next Saturday and Sunday. So you get that with that flag football ticket, and there'll be trivia and prizes and things kind of going on down there at SunTrust Park. So, lots of stuff.
Lots of things going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's touch on a couple of, if I want to watch the game somewhere, I mean, every restaurant and every bar has places to watch.
I think there's going to, the city's, everybody's going to come out of their hovels and get into a really cool place. Where I'm going to go watch it is there's a new restaurant. It's just opened. Do you remember where Gordon Biersch?
Oh, absolutely,
was
on Peachtree.
Midtown. That's right, right in Midtown. It closed last year, so a new brew pub has taken over called City Tap. I'm actually going to be checking that out tonight. They are having a Super Bowl watch party. The doors will open at 3, and the tickets are $150, but that gets you an open beer and wine bar, and then unlimited, you know, bar food, the sliders, nachos, hush puppies, pizza, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's going to be a lot of Hall of Famers coming to hang out that I think you can mingle with, like Andre Reed, James Lofton, Jack Youngblood. So I'm going to be going down to City Tap in Midtown. I think that's close enough to the stadium.
That you'll feel like you're part of it.
I'm in the zone, but it's not completely in the melee. I'll put up a few other really cool places to watch the game up on my site. A couple other quick food notes. Bacchanalia, the fabled Bacchanalia,
yes,
will be serving lunch on Super Bowl Sunday. This is a once in a blue moon situation. Bacchanalia, for those of you who know, probably the finest fine dining
Absolutely.
Southern restaurant in the world, for sure, in Georgia and Southeast. So they'll be doing a prefix menu on Super Bowl Sunday. I'll have information on that on my website. Also, Marcel, which is also down on the west side, Ford Fry's wonderful European-style steakhouse, they'll be doing lunch on Super Bowl Sunday. So I think there's some great places to kind of set up camp before if you're fortunate enough to have a ticket to the game to come and stage a lunch before watching the football.
And let's just put our Southern charm out there for our visitors and show them what Atlanta's all about.
Yes, this is a great, great opportunity. We're on the world stage. I know we're gonna do great. I mean, I think we're on such a roll with Atlanta United. We've hosted the national championship. We've hosted the MLS All-Star Game. So many, the city is just explosive, and I think the energy is going to be incredible, and we're going to do great.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got another treat for you to do for Super Bowl Sunday. So
now, back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I'm joined in the studio by my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. He's my foodie correspondent. And there's one more thing we want to tell you about for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
And that is our good friend Kevin Rathbun.
Yeah, actually Super Bowl Saturday. So
Super Bowl Saturday.
Yep, a week from today, leading up to the Super Bowl, is the Taste of the NFL. This is going to be at the Cobb Galleria, and I'm going to this.
I knew you would.
I'm so excited. So they are going to fly in chefs from the 32 NFL cities. Our chef is our beloved Kevin Rathbun, one of the great chefs in the universe. And so each chef is going to prepare some signature dish from that city, and you get to walk around. There'll be NFL players. I've been to this before. I went in New Orleans. It's absolutely spectacular. Food Network star Andrew Zimmern's going to be the MC of the thing. And then country star Martina McBride will be playing. And this all goes to benefit hunger charities across the country. The tickets are $700. Okay, so
look what you're getting.
Step up to the plate. It's a great cause. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's the Taste of the NFL. And that's going to be at the Cobb Galleria. So I'll have the link to this and all the things we mentioned earlier in the segment up at my website. It's bitesandsights.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. Absolutely follow me on social media. But it's going to be such a spectacular experience. I would encourage everybody. I was here for the Olympics. I've been here for the Super Bowl. This is one of the privileges, I think, of living in a great city like Atlanta that deserves to be on the world stage, that shines on the world stage. So go out, enjoy, get some perspective of it. I wouldn't just
stay at home and avoid it.
Yeah, but I also understand not wanting.
You know what would be cool is to go to Charlie Brown Airport or PDK and just watch the jets come in.
Yes, there will definitely be some glitterati coming in on the G5s. That's a great idea, but they'll be coming in all week. I mean, that's the thing. This isn't just confined to the to the, you know, the time during the game. It's really a cultural phenomenon if you've never experienced a Super Bowl weekend. So I think we're
gonna embrace it, folks. It's coming whether you're ready or not.
Ready or not,
here it comes.
Exactly.
All right, you've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.